Blog Talk Radio.
In your prayer.
Well, praise the Lord, God Almighty. This is Pastor Margaret Lee, and this is a Remnant Ministries Prayer First. God bless you. I pray you had a wonderful, blessed week. I really miss talking with you, and I've been thinking about you most of the week and asking God to keep you strong and meet you at your point of need. God is truly good, and he's most definitely worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. God is good, God is good, God is good, saint. Oh, you know, you need to hear that. God is good, God is good, God is good, saint. Hey, lift up your head and say, hallelujah. Yes, you are, Father. You are good, you are good. You are good, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. We thank the Lord. We praise the Lord. We exalt him this day. We'll do as we always do. And for anyone who is new joining us, what we do is read the scripture. And from our scriptures, we have a word of prayer. And from prayer, if the Lord says so, we expound on some things or events. We'll just share. But let's go into our scripture reading for the morning. And we know that it's 2 Chronicles 7:14. And we may go down a little further, but here it is. Words, precious, sacred word of the Almighty God for the people of God. Hear ye now. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. But my eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto the prayers that are made in this place. Hallelujah. It lets us know that God, we do what he calls us to do. He will hear our prayer. Hallelujah. 1 Psalms 1-4. Listen attentively. I know you may be driving, but just settle your spirit and listen to this. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Glory to God. Now we'll read Psalms 18. Starting at verse 6. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and I cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundation also of the hills moved and was shaken because he was drawn. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth. Devoured coals were kindled by it. 9. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon Sharon and did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Let's read 20. The Lord reward me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanliness of my hands has thou recompensed me. For I have kept the way of the Lord and have made and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Praise the Lord. God is good. 46 read of the same psalm. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that revenges me and subdue the people under me. He delivered me from mine enemies. Yea, thou hast lifted me up above all those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathens, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and show mercy to his anointed, to David and to his seed forever. Amen. Amen. God is good. God is truly, truly good. Just let that soak in and think about what is being said. And as I always suggest, during the week, pick it up, pick up your Bible, and meditate on these scriptures. Proverbs, the second chapter, starting at the third verse. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and lift up thy voice for understanding, if thou speakest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shall thy understand the fear of the Lord, and find the of God, oh my God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckle to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment, preserveth the way of his saints. Then shall thy understand righteousness and judgment and equality, yea, every good path. 20. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of righteousness. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it, but the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be, hallelujah, praise the Lord. God is good. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Great and mighty and awesome is our God. Hallelujah. Who is like our God? There is none on earth like our God. He is the great creator. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth, great and awesome in all his ways, majesty on high, the sovereign God, the absolute power and the absolute authority. It is He who has ordained authority. It is He who called power in existence and gave it its ruling force. It is He and He alone that is self-sustaining. Ah, glory be to Your name this morning. We exalt You, we praise You, we glorify You, we magnify You, majesty on high, wonderful Savior, Almighty God, the self-sustaining one. Adonai Elohim, we love You this morning. Oh, yes, we do, Lord God. We exalt You this morning, for You are the self-sustaining one. You are God all by Yourself. Yes, You are. Hallelujah. You are the giver and the receiver of life. Nothing is too hard for You. Oh, great God, we thank You. And we bless Your most holy name. Oh, glory be to Your name, Father. Holy and righteous is our God. And our God, hallelujah, is great and mighty. And You are the self-sustaining one. You are God alone. Hallelujah. We thank You this morning for allowing us to come together, Father. We thank You, Almighty God, for us to be able to get up and be in our right minds, our bodies sound. We thank You for reminding us who we are in You and our responsibility. We thank You for reminding us that we can call on Your name and You hear us and You will answer, You respond. We thank You for the manifestation of the request that is going out before You to from Your people, Almighty God. Oh, there's so much that's bubbling in. I want to thank You for life, health, strength, needs met. Oh, God, the reality of who You are to us, to each one of us. Make Yourself known even the more. Oh, God, satisfy the hunger for You. Thank You for Your peace, Your joy, Almighty God. Thank You for wisdom for this day. Thank You for the knowledge and understanding for this day, that we make righteous decisions for this day. For this day is the day that You have made. We will rejoice. We will walk in the knowledge that You are in control. You lead and guide us by the power of Your Holy Spirit. Thank You, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank You for allowing us to feel Your protection, feel Your presence, Almighty God. Oh, what a day, what a day. We ask that You remember our brothers and sisters in Alaska. Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God. Oh, so many families have lost loved ones, Almighty God. Oh, we pray, Father God, for those who are on their way to leave this earth, this day, that there will be a turnaround, that they will be able to call on You. Oh, my God, that they will leave this earth without You, Jesus. Oh, Yeshua, HaMashiach, hallelujah. Oh, God, save souls. Put words in our mouth, Lord God, that You may use us to say something to someone, oh, about You, Almighty God. Let it not be from us, but You speak through us a living word. Oh, God, we thank You. And for those who are weak right now, we thank You for strengthening. Those who are sick, we thank You for healing. For You are the God that heals Your people. You perfect the things that concerns Your people. So we thank you for it, Lord. Granting traveling mercy, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Give peace on the job. Those who are having surgery, God. Remove all bacteria. Remove anything that would possibly cause problems with their procedures, Almighty God. Let those who will be performing it not take it as business as usual. Ah, Lord God, breathe on every operating room, procedure place. Let it not be taken for granted. God, be there. Hallelujah. Send help from the sanctuary. Almighty God, we pray, Father, for your protection for your people. And even those who are performing procedures, any hand in them, we ask that you remember them and touch them. Give them a peace of mind. Remove prejudice, Almighty God. And self-evaluation that is not of you, Almighty God. And remove from them self-evaluation that they may be able to think that they can decide about a life, the value of it. Hallelujah. Remember all those who are caring for senior citizens and those who are vulnerable and in need of help and assistance. From the government all the way down to the one in the scrub, in the home. We thank you, Father God, for their testimony, love and blessing. Lead and guide and impact and influence us this morning for this day. For it is in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." 12 says, "Then call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." Hallelujah. Pray for an intimate relationship with our Father. Hallelujah. Oh God, we just thank you for a relationship with you. Glory be to your name. There's nothing like a relationship with the Father. We can hear his voice. Oh, God, when he speaks. Doesn't matter what people say he won't or he can't. Nothing is too hard and nothing is humble for him. If he created you, surely he can speak to his creation. I'm just saying. Hey, Rebbe Seka, what is it that he cannot do? So you may say, well, I asked God for this and he didn't do it for me. Well, okay. Your children have asked you for things and you didn't do it. I'm just saying. He knows what's best. Well, God, me, I had to go through this. Could have been worse. But look at, wait and see what the outcome, the ultimate outcome. And see if you don't give a shout and a praise. Hallelujah. If you don't have a testimony. God, salute. Look up in the heavens. Look at your body. How he made you. Left nothing to chance. The body will heal itself. The body defends itself. We abuse our bodies. And yes, there are some who did everything right. And I don't have the answer. But God knows. So let's begin to appreciate where we are and what we have. where we are and what we have. Let's begin to appreciate where we are and what we have, what has already been provided, and not reaching so much, never being satisfied. You want this, you want that. Yes, someone may have a home better than yours or has four walls and a roof. They may have larger, more. But what God has blessed you with, be grateful. No, you may not be able to go to the exclusive stores, but God has made you and whatever you put on your body, you make it look good. Hallelujah. You are a child of the King. When we have confidence in our God and a spirit of gratitude. God, I thank you for my shoes. I thank you for my stockings. I thank you for my socks. I thank you. Be grateful. God, I thank you that you allow my child to have a job. I thank you that you brought him home safe. Thank you that you brought my husband home safe. Thank you. Oh, I want this. Oh, I'm just not satisfied till I get what I want. Well, that doesn't sound too good. And you might need to go back into the scriptures. Remember, God sent you here. He knew you before the foundation of the world. You have purpose for being here. Align your purpose with his. Let your purpose be his purpose and watch. And Jesus told us that you, as the Bible tells us, and Jesus told us, the world is going to hate you and many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver us from them all. Think of some of the little things, attitudes that we have that we need to change. Even when those who think, oh, I got it, nothing can rock my boat, nobody can disturb me, boom, bam. Oh, yes, it can. Oh, yes, it can. It's possible. But if you keep your mind on heavenly things, and you can do that and still live on this earth, and in some places and some conversations, just for a moment, imagine if Jesus, I say Yeshua, just step in the midst, would he be pleased where you could see him? Think about it. Think about it. Oh, I'm a good person and I do this and I do that. Think about it. Really think about that. Can God, or is God pleased with your life? Well, I'm doing the best I can. Maybe, maybe not. But strive for perfection. Strive to please your God, not man. That's why you have to take the time and study the Word of God. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you understanding. One of us are responsible for getting to know our Father, getting to know what pleases him. Yes, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Now, how do you know if you're following Christ if you don't know Christ? So get to know him for yourself. Simple as that. Think about the time that you spend on the television or with your cell phone. Think about how much of that time could be spent knowing and learning who your Father is. Think about it. Think about it. Are you giving him the time worthy of who he is. Think about it. Are you honoring him? And watch what will begin to happen. The more you seek after, you will find him. Oh, it's a beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yes, distractions may come, but and you may slip and slide, but there will come a day, and you'll say, "For God, I live." God, I live. Who is my master, my king, and my Lord? Hallelujah. You don't mind praying. You don't mind going to him and sitting before him quietly. Just sit quietly in his presence. You're at work and you get a 15-minute break. Just go somewhere and sit for 15 minutes quiet in his presence. Hallelujah. Glory. There's so many questions that you have will begin answered, will come. Hallelujah. There's so much you need to know and you should want to know. The answer is in the Word of God, and God knows the answer himself. You may have some questions about why you didn't accomplish this or you didn't accomplish that. If you know that, and you know now what you didn't know then, what's hindering you being on this earth to show a younger one how to be determined and how to succeed? God is good. And we think outside of ourselves. And when we think outside of ourselves and consider God, then you'll be surprised of what will begin to happen. Already it's time for us to close. And the closing prayer is Numbers 6:24-26. And it reads as follows. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, go in the knowledge that God loves you, in the confidence of all that he has for you, that it will be manner to you. There may be trials, there may be tribulations, but he said, lo, I'm with you always. Never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He sent the Holy Ghost to be with us forever. Hallelujah. Bless his wonderful name. Ha! Great and awesome in all his ways is our God. And we can lean and we can depend upon him. Hallelujah. For surely he loves us. And we thank you, Father, for this day and for this wonderful time. I pray that you will study. I pray that you will go to Bible study. I pray that you will go to church. And if you have not found a church home, I pray that God will lead you to a place where you will be able to learn of him and fellowship with the saints. God loves you. God loves you best. And we go in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. God bless you.